it's Tuesday, September the 1st, the first day of September. I often think about this as fall. It's Tim Pitchell back with another procrastination boo. Today I wanted to speak about the way we discount future rewards. It's called temporal discounting. It's a basic principle in an area called behavioral economics. My colleagues and I have written about this back in 2000, about how Ainslie's work on temporal discounting really did capture part of the whole problem with procrastination. We look at future rewards, no matter how large they are, because they're in the future, we see them as less important, less attractive, and we instead act in favor of more short-term rewards, even though they're smaller. So it's a little bit like we're trying to paint a picture and we have a total problem with our perspective. Things in the distance look small, like they would in a picture, but we don't realize that they're actually large, and they're just seen to be small. So what this creates is that we have temptations all around us because they offer immediate rewards. So we have this tendency towards immediate gratification, partly based on the notion of temporal discounting, this discounting of future rewards. So part of this whole thing of dealing with our own procrastination is recognizing this bias in our thinking and rationalization, and thinking through just how it is we're going to make sense of whether or not this is an important reward and worth putting our efforts to now. Just getting started on the long-term goal as opposed to falling prey to the short-term goal. Well, you might be able to hear in the background, my sled dogs are hungry. They're looking for some breakfast, so I'll leave it at that for today. You can learn more at procrastination.ca. I just put up a new blog posting for Psychology Today that summarizes a lot of the kind of biases that we have in our brain based on a writing of a colleague, and then related all that to procrastination. So if you're looking for something to read to pull it all together in terms of biased brains and quirks of our brains and how this relates to procrastination, check out the Psychology Today blog, my most recent posting there. I'll talk to you tomorrow.